was off of Dan Guiry's new fucking album, people. Yeah. All right. So we're here at fucking Pirates Cove doing a fucking our first live podcast on Spreaker.
Fuck yeah, man.
Got the new app, so figured I'd actually fucking use it for once since I'm paying for it. So we are just basically going to touch on some shit in the news, whatever. But first off, how's your fucking holiday?
It's good, man. Got to see the fam, got to jam, got to chill out for a bit. Took some time off. It was nice.
You were out west, no?
I was out west, but then I was only out west making Knife City.
Knife City?
Yeah, that's the album. It's called Knife City.
Knife City.
It's by Max Phoenix. It's called Max Phoenix Knife City, and it's coming out in March.
March?
Yeah, I don't know what we gotta do. I haven't done music in like 10 years, a professional way, in a sense.
Yeah, because you've told me you used to play for some, like, a pretty big band in, like, the early fucking 90s.
Well, like, I was doing okay. I was, like, one of my first gigs was on national television, and, like, we had some sold-out shows, and it was cool, man. It was a good ride, and some shit went down, and then I became a comedian.
Yeah, we've gotten into, I think we maybe even touched on it on here.
I don't know.
But, so how was it out west? Did you enjoy, did you do any comedy while you were out there?
I did a couple shows.
Yeah.
I had some fun shows while I was out there, because I really didn't give a fuck.
And you're, like, that's your home base.
Anyways. That is my home base.
So, fuck, awesome. I had an interesting holiday. Got a lot of fucking Christmas gifts because my mom fucking spoils me.
Oh, yeah.
But,
what'd you get?
I got this sweet fucking Apple Watch I'm wearing.
Fuck yeah, plug that shit.
I got a whole fucking bunch of sweet fucking gear. Trying to think what else. Some fucking video games that I bought and she fucking ended up giving to me way too fucking early.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because you were going to buy them anyway. And she knew it.
Well, maybe.
So she was just like, get it out of the way, get it to him before he...
Now now I have my fucking heart set on Fallout, and that's not good.
Yo, Dilla's Fallout is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you like that shit,
lost in that shit for hours. Like a one-player game like that.
Yeah. I'm a... You know what? I played a bit of that stupid game Dylan's playing right now.
What is that?
I don't know, it's like Brothers Grimm or something, I don't know what it is, it's like this weird game.
It looked like some weird animation shit, it looked like you were feeding pigeons.
Dude, it's basically just puzzles, and you walk around, and you try and figure out what you gotta do with all this fucking
games,
shit.
Those indie games like that are fun, though.
They piss the fuck, it's pretty funny, though, it's pretty good. It pisses me off, though, and yeah, you're right, you can get lost in these things. I stick to my StarCraft...
Oh,
StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void is fucking dope.
You should stream that. There's so many people who stream that shit.
People love that shit, but I don't know on stream. And you know what? Fuck. You're right. I should just upload replays.
Well, yeah, you can do that. And, like, the whole streaming thing is basically, as long as you have the app on your desktop, you're just screen grabbing your screen.
What the fuck's the app?
There's a bunch of them. There's like, it's just like pick your fucking choice. You just Google it, fucking streaming app for Twitch, and then make your fucking account and shit. But like, it's super easy. And anybody who fucking listens to this, you can follow me at JRIZOCK. Don't try and pronounce it, cause nobody ever gets it right. It's J Rizok. Don't ask me why I made it so complicated. But, anyways.
If you want to fucking play me on StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void, you know, just add me. I'm Dan Guiry. Reach out. PM me. DM me. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Give me a message and then say you want to fucking play. I'll set up a game. And you can play for free just for being a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If you want to come try out, you can play with me. This Blizzard lets you do that shit.
Okay. See, that's something like fucking they don't give let you fucking do.
Actually, they let you play online mode, but they won't let you do the campaign.
Okay, yeah. See, the PlayStation has this new feature where they have, it's called Share Play. Mm-hmm. And say I got a game and a friend of mine is thinking about buying that game.
Yeah.
I can share that my game with him through the internet. And it fucking just, you're basically streaming your disc and the data over to him. And he can fucking play it from his system.
And but, they let you do this shit.
But you can't play. You have to watch him.
Oh, yeah.
So it's that's the off fucking, I don't know, I'm lost for words right now because we just smoked.
Well, day. I think the thing with StarCraft is they'll let you play it, but you're not going to have like an account where you could actually play in tournaments. And here's the deal. If you're going to play me, I'll beat you, man. You get a team of fucking four people together, you play me, I'll beat all of you, you little bitches. You fucking StarCraft bitches. On there, I'm like barcode DFG barcode.
DFG? Fucking Gyrie.
Damn fucking Gyrie, man. That's me, man. And I'll chirp your ass, man. I will chirp your ass while I kick
your
ass.
Well, you know what they got now that's fucking blowing up is the Call of Duty World Champions.
Oh, cool, man.
Like, and these guys are making bank. The world championship title is worth $1 million. So the gets $1 million.
Dude, it's crazy how much money is in this. It's basically like golf.
Yeah.
It's basically like golf. You go, you play your tournament, and if you place, you get some money, and it goes to your team. You know, I don't know if there's golf teams.
There's sponsors fucking galore.
Oh, shit, yeah, Red Bull's all over that.
Well, not only fucking Red Bull, you have like, then you have like the professional gaming teams like Optic Gaming and FaZe Clan and all these fucking things. Their teams are they're the best guys in the fucking leagues. So 90% of the time, they're in the finals. So you're getting
some good bank on that fucking. But then they'll do advertisement,
especially with the streaming shit. They'll stream their like online fucking practices, mm-hmm. and if you can find like their screen names and add them, you're then playing with these people. Shit. And you're eventually.
Well, that's like what I'm saying. That's why I love this online shit, is because you get to play with the best.
Yeah, and
I got to play some professional guys on StarCraft the other week because I was doing the beta, and I was like, "Yo, dude, are you actually who I think you are?" And they're like, "Yeah."
That's another thing with the beta. Like, I did the beta for the Elder Scrolls Online. Mm-hmm. That was fucking fun. And now, like, I've been playing. I streamed the past like fucking 10. It's been literally the past month, almost every day playing that, because they had their Million Ways to Play contest, which mm-hmm. is fucking $1 million to anybody who's playing the game from like the date in December till yesterday. So like anybody who was playing the game, I don't know who won yet. I haven't checked my email. I haven't won anything, but like
you're getting $1 million away
to anybody playing online.
What game?
Elder Scrolls Online.
The beta?
No, the actual game.
Oh, shit.
It didn't matter whether you were playing on a PS platform, it didn't matter whether you were playing on a Mac, a PC, fucking Xbox, doesn't matter.
So who won?
I don't think they released the game. Is it done yet? It just finished yesterday.
And you've been playing?
I've been playing. So
I hope you won, buddy. If you win...
Yeah, that'd be fucking nice. There you go.
Let me move in. So you got that. What's going on in your life, man?
Well, my girlfriend kind of moved in with me. So that's going well. What else have been? Saw some family over Christmas.
How is it living with your girlfriend?
Now? It's awesome. I love it. Of course, it gets a little fucking melodramatic every now and again, but she rides me because I'm a messy fucking person. That time I brought her here, she was just cringing, crawling out of her skin.
Oh, really?
She's like OCD clean.
That's cool.
Yeah, so like you can imagine her being in this place, right? Like, it's not like it's messy for you and I.
She must like you then.
She fucking loves me.
Won't you alone with you?
I lay down that fucking Dizek.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, man. I, yeah. I'm not
sure if she'd appreciate me talking about this on the fucking podcast.
Oh, my bad. All right.
So I'm talking about it anyway. fucking, I make her squirt.
Okay.
But, like, she's never squirted before with anybody else. It's not so much like a squirt, but like a fucking rushing torrent of water. And it's not even like with my dick. It's just with my hand. I was like, wait till we get started. Like, that's just like the opening fucking act. So like, I can see why she'd stick around if fucking I'm doing that, but.
JT brings the thunder.
Exactly.
Make it rain down.
I guess the.
You bought some rubber sheets upon your arrival.
That's another thing. We'll fucking always have to change the sheets. Especially if we forget to put a towel down.
Well, thank God I don't have that problem.
Well, it's not. I guess it's not a bad problem to have.
with me, I got such a big mouth. I wouldn't even have to worry about that. That's all I'm saying. Is I just don't have to worry about it. I just catch it all in my mouth.
That's what think about, like, how guys are with our fucking cum, and, like, how we want to fucking put it on girls' faces, and fucking all that fucking jazz. Imagine if girls were like that with their cum. Just like, come here, let me fucking squirt this in here.
I think we're getting there. Give it another 15 years. Fucking chicks be jizzing on men's faces.
Well, apparently in Britain, and this is where we can get to some of the news things. In Britain, they made it illegal for, like, certain things in, like, S&M porn. If it's the girl receiving the pleasure. Like, so face-sitting is banned.
Why?
What these fucking lawmakers did. Yeah. But, like...
What's wrong with a chick sitting on a guy's face?
That apparently it's just too much for the fucking
old parliament. Guys?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I know. So they fuck, and like, where if, like, I guess if the girl's tied up and she's being spanked and she's actually, or and the dominatrix who's doing it is like getting off on it, like, say, like, she's got her tied up and she's like putting her pussy in her face and she's getting pleasure from it, that's illegal.
If the person enjoys eating pussy,
And the girl getting her pussy eat, if like that whole situation,
just the act,
in general, because the dominatrix is receiving oral pleasure.
I don't understand what is legal, and why it's illegal.
What's illegal is, like, the girl getting any fucking actual pleasure.
So, as long as she's, like, stone cold.
Yeah.
And so she don't dig it, and she's like, no.
I guess.
Then that's cool.
I guess. What
the fuck?
Well, and then, like, the second thing on the fucking news chopping block is these fucking... Have you seen the news about Cologne, Germany? So, apparently, over the New Year's holiday... there was a roving band of North African and Arab descent men of, like, 18 to 35 who were going around sexually assaulting, and one woman was apparently raped. Fucking, and just, the cops did fuck all. And they actually even tried to cover it up. The fucking... police chief of Cologne has been fired. The mayor told women they should keep of arm's length. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? And then the obvious joke is, okay, you name your city Cologne and you think you're not gonna have rapes happen in your city, but that's.
But, like, I don't, like, okay, so there was these guys, they were running around raping everybody?
Yeah, like, so, like, if they. saw a chick in the and they were like firing off guns and shit. There's video.
Oh wow!
Like it was. Wow. They were using Roman candles as weapons and
blowing things up with Roman candles.
Like just fucking firing it off and shit. I've done that. I set my school dumpster on fire with a Roman candle. So like Roman candles are dangerous. I know that for a fact. I lived it. But it's unfucking real. I hate to be a fucking downer and bring a fucking level down, but it's unreal. And then the latest, the last thing on my news chopping block is Nero, at Nero on Twitter, aka Milo Yiannopoulos. I can never pronounce his last name. I'm trying to get him on the podcast so we can actually talk to him about this. was actually unverified on Twitter due to things he said on Twitter. He was bashing some feminists, and Twitter basically used this method of verifying your identity as a weapon of controlling somebody's ideology, basically.
I don't understand a lot, Steve.
So, on Twitter, they give if you're of a person.
Oh yeah, if you're like a real guy, so they took away his verifying thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does that shit on the daily.
So whatever, you know, whatever, man. I mean, like, how is this news?
Well, their Twitter apparently their stock price today plummeted, like fucking hard.
Wow.
Like bad.
Okay, so,
So that's, like, it's all over the news. It's been all over CNN because this is, like, a free speech thing. Mm. You can't... You're basically trying to control somebody's fucking content.
Well, that's good that they're fighting about it.
Yeah, like, if Twitter picked the wrong gay fucking conservative righty to fuck with. Because this guy's got a lot of fucking fans.
Right, and, well, what did he say? What was he saying?
I can probably pull something up on Twitter. What he says isn't that fucking outrageous. It's not that fucking foul. So, like, I don't get why they would do that, but...
It's probably just some uppity intern was there at the computer and she hacked into it and unverified him, you know, like...
So, it's like, even, like, he's got people, like, fucking, this girl here, Ultraviolet. She tweets at him, "Your tweets incite people to riot and kill."
Wow, that's incredible.
"This woman thinks I'm an internalized rapist." And then he retweets the girl's tweet, and it says, "Sounds like something an internalized rapist would say." The tweeter, not. And then, what his... Okay, this is the one that got him in trouble, I guess. And I'm just going to favorite and retweet this. "There's a new feminist Barbie. When you pull the string, it says, 'Math is hard, let's lie about rape.'" That's all he said. And they took away his verification for that.
Well, you know, I mean, that's provocative, and like I said, it's probably some uppity intern was just, like, you know, at the helm or something, or some freaking, you know, femtard got all fucking uppity, and...
And the first tweet underneath that, fatality. Just the fucking replies and, like, the insidious shit people say about a joke. It's basically a joke that's... There isn't a feminist bar, or if there is, it guarantee doesn't say that. It's so he's making fucking satire.
Well, like, I mean, who cares? You know?
It's irritating. Because people fucking want to control what people say. And in the line of work that you and I are in, fucking, people can't control what the fuck people say. It's not fucking cool. Especially in Canada. If he was in Canada, chances are they tried to bring him up on, like, a human rights violation to the Human Rights Commission of Canada, which is another fucking crock of shit. But What are you gonna do? Cause like, what's his name? Shit. Fuck. I'm supposed to get him on the podcast. Mike Ward from Quebec.
Yeah.
He's been fighting it.
Fighting what?
He got in trouble for telling a joke about a Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh yeah.
And the family said, well, they brought him up on like human rights violations, and he's fighting it and fighting this human rights fuck. He violated this kid's, because the joke was that if, like, I'm just gonna paraphrase it because I don't know the actual joke. I didn't hear it, but if you're like a Make-A-Wish kid and you get your Make-A-Wish, you should die. Like, it's 5 years later and the kid's still alive. So, in the end, like, I get, yeah, it's a fucking super offensive joke,
yeah.
But it's funny and it's kind of true.
It's not true. Come on. He's not supposed to be taken seriously.
No,
it's a joke, man.
It's not,
you say jokes because they're not supposed to be taken seriously. No. You're just joking around.
Yeah, that,
so
exactly.
The reason why... You can't say that
it's kind of true. It's not true.
Well, that's why it's funny.
Well, no, the kids who should get the Make-A-Wish are like the ones who are like on death's door.
They should all get the Make-A-Wish. It's a friggin' foundation for people who had to go through a tragedy at a rough time, and it's hard for them. So they got, I know a friend who got their wish, and then they lived, and that's the reason why they do the whole thing, so that you get your wish, and maybe the joy of that wish coming true will just help you through your time with this fucking bullshit disease. What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
I am not on the side of these people, like, taking Mike Ward to...
No, again.
I'm just saying that it's a joke. And they should get their sticks out of their asses.
I'm with you 100%.
They probably got the wish. Now they want more. And the thing is, if they do live, and you know what's funny about the joke, is that now that these people do live... They're friggin' entitled people who think they just get their wishes granted them all the time.
Like, well, not only that, and then if, like, the dad wants, or the mom wants to take fucking Mike Ward to court, like, what the fuck? It's a joke. Ugh.
Well,
what are you gonna do? Like, apparently, like, so he's basically had to spend, like, close to $100,000 on lawyer fees, just alone, fighting this.
Mm-hmm.
When all they wanted was, like, 60 grand, like, to settle. And everybody told him, like, dude, just, like, settle it. But out of principle, he said no. And the only reason why I know this is because he was on Kumia's network last month. And he was basically on for, like, every day on Gavin McInnes' show, which is fucking pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's it for the news.
Well, there's more news.
What's news?
Well, this is what I found out on the conspiracy side of things.
Oh,
okay. I was watching this video. Now, I never know what, like, you hear about all these chemtrails, right?
Oh, Jesus.
So this is what is going on with the NASA and the chemtrails, all right? Check it out. The chemtrails are some sort of fucking dust that they're putting... So that the fucking satellites can do this fucking huge air show, basically, and throw out these holograms like they've been doing with, but they need sort of a fog machine going on. So they're dusting the skies and putting in our air this dust so that their hologram machine will work. Then, now, you heard about these noises in the skies, right? You must have heard about this, that these... People have been hearing noises in the sky?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, so all over the world, these people have been hearing these crazy noises.
How come we haven't heard them?
You know, we're busy. We're doing stuff.
We're out all night.
Yeah, we're not in the middle of the woods listening. So what these conspiracy tards are saying is that these are, you know, the speakers that they're working on, these space speakers...
There's a glitch in the wiring, so the bass goes off every now and again.
No, they're doing the sound test. They're just checking the levels.
Did anybody hear Mike? 1, 2, 1.
Yeah. So, the conspiracy guys are saying that there's going to be an alien invasion.
Oh, fuck off.
But it's just going to be holograms. So, this is what I've gleaned from my, my YouTube watch, because I don't have Netflix right now, or anything to watch. Maybe so, I'm on YouTube.
It's pretty hectic.
I'm on YouTube, and I'm just saying, if, in the event, the offhand chance that there is a huge global apocalypse, and it's started by aliens, they're holograms. So just chill out, the aliens are cool, it's just a bunch of holograms. That's what I learned. Anyway, so, making a murderer.
Well, one headline to go along with your story is I read on Twitter today, I tweeted the story, I didn't read the article yet, so I don't know if it's a crock of shit, mm-hmm. but the headline was fucking sensational.
What's that?
Man abducted by aliens gets detailed instructions on how to build a time machine.
Cool.
So, if that's true, we'll have a time machine soon.
Where did you read that at?
It was on Before It's News.
The Onion?
Before It's News. Before It's News is a pretty reputable fucking.
What's
organ.
Before It's News?
It's like an aggregate site where it's a site that finds news stories that people are writing and shit and puts them on their page. So they're pretty they have some pretty legitimate sources sometimes. So I don't see why they'd throw up some.
Well, how do you know they have these good sources? You know what always bothered me is people are like, how do you know this? And you're like, well, I heard it from somebody. And it's like, well, how do you know what you know? And I'm like, well, I read it in a book that I paid the university to get. Like, it sounds like you're the bigger idiot for going to, like, school or something like that and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So that's the thing that we could talk about. I was watching this podcast, and this professor was on Thaddeus Russell. He teaches at Occidental.
Yeah, okay. On what? On the JRE there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I heard that one, I think.
Yeah, he was talking about how, he's starting, a school. And, there's more and more of these online schools where you don't have to fucking pay a cent. iTunes has one. iTunes has iTunes University. It's free courses. You just go your own thing. There's one that I actually signed up for that I'm, a paid member to, which is, it's called Skillshare, and it's basically people in tech, business, fucking any kind of aspect, teaching a course on, say for instance, one is on photography, and how to get certain lighting on a thing, or how to take a certain type of photograph using an iPhone, this, that, and the other thing. Skills you could learn either in the field or in school without ever having to go to school, and you now have these skills for yourself. But that's ever more fucking rising, and tuition keeps fucking going up. People are gonna make a choice eventually to fucking choose to choose the better option, right? Free school is where it's at.
I am not a believer in education, okay? Higher
education?
No, man. I could have gone to school, and for me, it just didn't work. If you got to go, I kind of feel bummed out that I missed out on the whole university
experience. Yeah.
But that being said, I was already touring. I was already having fun doing audiovisual and, my life and doing an event and catering and bartending.
Yeah, you were having cooking. A life. You were out in the field doing what you were doing. Like, that's, I guess, what...
I was booking shows. I was doing shows. I was booking bands on shows. I was touring as a band. I was touring as a musician and a comedian and doing improv and all this stuff. And you just learn as you go. It's like, nobody knows what the fuck is going on when we're on stage or, you know?
That's another thing that, in the past... I've been doing stand-up now for, a year and, a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And just, actually, about 4 months, but... learning how to fucking, from my first time going up to, the last set I did at Yuck Yucks, the difference in... how I feel is not, I don't feel different like what I get from it, like the endorphins and the adrenaline and all that shit, that shit's the same. But it's almost like I'm calmer in that fucking environment almost. But it's taken a fucking year and so many times of actually going up and putting myself in an uncomfortable position to actually break down those barriers. Because I went from sitting at home doing nothing for like the past 10 years to all of a sudden thrusting myself onto a stage and forcing myself to talk to people. So it's a fucking huge leap.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool, like, how much stage experience helps on... And I always said that to you from the first time I watched you. It's just, you just gotta keep doing it. And you're just gonna get more comfortable, and then...
Well, that was the number one thing that, when I went to LA, that all those comics that I spoke to, when, like, I was making, like, the contemplation of, okay, like, is this something I want to fucking pursue, like, fully? Is this something I want to do with my life? And, like, when I get better, am I going to be able to do this and take fucking, make it fucking work? And when talking to, like, Tony Hinchcliffe and Joe Rogan, and I talked to Brian Callen, Moshe Kasher, all these fucking, these are, like, the top guys in our business. And they're like, you have to write, and you have to go up. And sometimes writing doesn't even matter. It's the going up. You need stage time.
Yeah, man, that's it.
The stage time is fucking the number one.
If you want to do stand-up, you got to go do stand-up.
Yeah.
You can't be doing stand-up in the mirror.
No.
These people who come do the mirror stand-up, they're just like, are you fucking kidding me, man?
I've never done that. I've never told my jokes in the mirror.
I have it. Like, I want to work out a face thing. I'll look in the mirror, like, if I want to work out the character.
I don't have any stuff like that yet.
But, not even. It's usually more of an emotion. It's like, how do I capture this emotion in my face and the words and the rhythm?
For something like that, there's a book that I'm reading right now by Dr. Paul Ekman.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, did you ever see that show on Global called Lie to Me?
No.
Tim Roth.
Oh, yeah. And my brother
used to love that show. Detect fucking lies and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the real guy. Paul Ekman is the real guy who Tim Roth plays. That's based on a true story. Who does FBI analysis work and consulting.
We should go talk to him.
I've fucking tweeted at him and shit, so it's a matter of time if he fucking hears this.
Fuck yeah, man. That'd be cool.
But, like, I'm reading his book, and, like, I literally just started, but I know from watching, because that used to be my favorite show when that was really? On. Like, that.
How to find just, out if people lied to me.
Well, no. It's just learning how to express yourself. And if you want to convey an expression across to somebody, you know what I mean? Like, capturing that emotion.
It's really important in our line of work, especially. Like, you can do it with all words, but you kind of want to show them instead of just...
Yeah,
you know,
like, how do you feel about sketch comedy?
Oh, I love sketch comedy if it's good.
Yeah?
I mean, listen, man, all comedy is either really fucking great...
Or really awful.
Or really fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And, dude, there's a lot of brutal sketch comedians, almost as many brutal stand-up comedians. But they're going to get better.
Yeah.
And it's all a journey, and we all got to do our own personal fucking...
Now, I've heard people frown upon fucking musical comedy. How do you feel? Because you're a musical comic.
Yeah, people give me grief all the time.
Yeah? And what do you say to them? Just go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself, man. They always think it's easier. And I'm like, listen, man, I did guitar once, and it was fun. And then I was like, and then some people gave me grief about it, and I was like, you're right, guys. So I spent the next 5 years touring without a guitar. And then I started crushing, and I was already signed. No guitar. I got signed. They didn't even know I was a guitar act. Then I started doing guitar on the road, and they're like, you're a guitar act? Oh, wow, that's cool. The agents don't care. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
The audience doesn't care. As long as you're making them laugh.
Audience love musical fucking acts. I don't get what the fucking... I think that's why regular comics hate it so much, because it puts the audience in a different mood. Because now they're in a mood for listening to kind of music, and it's kind of hard to bring them back because wow. I've been. I remember at my fucking buddy's cafe show, they were playing live fucking music, and then they went. We tried to put on a comedy show, and just nobody.
I said
was
that.
Having
I
it.
Said that.
And,
but anyway, like musical comedy. I don't really do musical comedy,
no,
even though
you have like a funny song that you like to perform every once in a while.
I've got about 8 or 9 funny songs, but I don't do them. Like
they
intertwine.
No. Yeah, you
with
do them if
bits,
they,
and
if they
like,
feel right. You'll pull out your guitar and play.
Here's the thing, man. My bits are long. Okay,
yeah.
So I got long ass bits about a certain theme, and I usually like to tie them off with the song or start them with the song. So that'll eat up about 15 minutes worth of time just
and
to
there
do
you go.
Like
that's
one
like the
sort
majority
of
fucking. Both TV sets, fucking anything else. Like, that's a 5-minute act that
yeah.
you can convince. You can, A, shorten your joke down and kick the song in still and either do a TV spot, a radio spot, fucking anything.
You know, I don't really give a rip about TV. TV is dead. Internet's here to stay.
Yeah.
You know, there's
Internet.
Plenty of freaking vessels, like, mediums to get
oh,
your way
shit.
Your shit
like,
out there. And it's like, however you want to fucking do
Netflix
your...
Netflix is the place for comics now.
However you want to do... your comedy or your artistic creative voice, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, don't let anybody get in the way and tell you you can't do... People always say that to me. You can't be a band and do comedy. You can't... What are you going to do if... What are you going to do if the band doesn't work out? Well, I'll do comedy. What are you going to do if comedy doesn't work out? Well, I'll do music. What are you going to do if that doesn't work out? I don't know. I'll be an actor. I'll make a movie.
Yeah.
I'll write something. And it's just
maybe
like...
You'll figure something
at
out.
Any fucking time...
At any juncture.
You've got that creative muscle. You just got to use it. It doesn't matter how you're going to use it. You just have to find a way to use it and keep it
And I think
going.
It's like, unless you, like, I didn't exercise my creative muscle for years. Like, it took me a long time to, like, get a hang on, start, like, even right now, I haven't written in a month because it's, I wasn't one of those guys who either wrote in a journal or wrote down something every day, or just constantly wrote even ideas down, or made notes for myself or anything like that. Everything has always been in my head. So when I force myself to actually write, I fucking struggle. Like it, and it's everything's fucking chicken scratch. So then, on top of it, now I'll try and go through my notes and be like, okay, what the fuck was I trying to say here? How am I making sense of this from now? That's
okay,
why
you gotta believe me, man. I have put out so much garbage.
Yeah.
And all of it's in my joke book. That's what's the worst part about having your joke book stolen is that
the garbage in it, exactly.
It's just like, what the fuck are they reading? Like, what the fuck kind of garbage? Because, like, I just write everything. It's like, any thought that comes in my mind, I'm writing it down.
I wish I was like that. I wish I was
and,
like
and
that.
I just go with the thread.
That's why I like having those fucking apps on my phone.
This right here is about half of the joke books I've ever written. Right there. The rest are all gone.
For everybody, he pointed to his top shelf, so if you ever burglarize his room.
Yeah, you know what? Have it. Burn it all for me, please. I'm kind of actually sort of done on comedy.
You're done on comedy?
Yeah, I'm like quitting.
You're quitting?
Yeah.
Why?
Just not having fun anymore.
It's not fun? Not too many rooms shutting down?
No, I mean, fuck that. I don't give a shit about my rooms.
Not your rooms. Just rooms in general.
What
city.
Rooms are shutting down?
Well, fuck. Even, like, there was 3... fucking open mics at the corner, and now there's only the one again.
What are you talking about?
Fucking Johnny fucking that Asian guy. Yeah, Johnny Har or Joey Harlem.
Yeah.
He had one.
And it's not
and
happening.
It's not that I know of. I think God just moved for now. And then Kyle Lucy had one too, I think.
Oh yeah, it's done.
I think it's everything got moved around. Everything, because the corner's like taking off.
Good.
Yeah, like I'm
fucking. Oh, bummer.
Bummer for open mics, yeah. But I don't like. I don't go there that often to fucking where it's like jeopardizing my stage time.
Mm.
But I know it's jeopardizing a lot of comic stage time. but that's not something that's a complaint, because I don't talk to people like that. I don't.
What do you mean? Things are jeopardizing your stage time?
No, fuck no. I don't fucking go out there enough for it to jeopardize my stage time. Yeah, this is my issue. My issue is I don't get out there enough.
You just gotta go to the room, Doc, and fucking...
Go to the room, Doc, and fucking... Yeah, read it. I know.
Read it, dude. Grab some fucking...
Pen. Yeah, I know. Believe me, dude. If my house was fucking a lot better, it would be a different story. But having a fractured sternum, fucking bulged discs in my back, and fucking everything else, I start this pain clinic this fucking week.
What is that? How to deal with your pain?
Well, I think they're gonna give my back, like, some injections and fucking tell me how to fucking breathe, fucking so I don't hurt myself and this, that, and the other shit. Like, if I were to get up and stretch right now, my chest would pop out. It's fucked. When it does that, it fucking hurts. But, that's a goal. That's what'll happen when you write a fucking car off.
Yeah.
Last news topic before we get going here. Because we've been going for a little while now.
What's the last news topic?
El Chapo.
Oh, he got busted.
Yeah, I watched the video of the raid.
Mm-hmm.
Holy fucking shit.
Is it good?
Pull it up.
I gotta pull it up. I gotta pull this up.
Pull that shit up. It's fucking great. 15 minutes long and like 5 dudes dead.
No way.
Yeah. It's called Operito Sensei Negro or some shit. Just put in Chapo raid video. It's fucking crazy.
Opera and Chorizo DEA?
Let me see here. Yeah, edit right there. It was. Yeah, there you go.
This one?
No. Hang on a second. Video raw footage. 4 hours ago. This is probably a this is on their website, so it might not be the whole fucking video. I'm trying to find the YouTube video I saw earlier. El Chapo raid. Which one of these is like 14?
This one's 15.
There you go. That's it. That's them ramming the door. Shit. That's... See one guy with this grenade, he pulls the pin and then throws it, and then the other guy beside him grabs another grenade, and he fucking has the pin. And he grows as the other one's blowing up, and it fucking changes camera angles at the same time. It's fucking... It's like you're in a video game. There, they breached it. Shit. Granada. That's the fucking grenade. Aguas. Boom, grenade in. This guy. Another one. Hi.
Who's this El Chapo guy anyway?
He was the head of the Sinaloa cartel from like the 90s and the early 2000s. Separated for a while. These are the last of them.
I can't believe he's still alive. Why didn't they just kill him?
He tried to escape through a tunnel and got free for a couple of hours when they got him. There's a tunnel in the bathroom. This dude is still hucking grenades. He's got a fucking universal soldier there. Wow. This is him. He's down. He's there. One guy's down. He got hit right off the hop. I guess they shot him through the window. This is their navy doing this. The Mexican navy. Didn't even know they had one. He fired it into the window. He fires one of those grenades into the window. That's the start of it.
¡Vamos arriba! ¡Vamos arriba! ¡Vamos arriba! ¡Vamos arriba!
kids?
No, those are his guys.
Oh. Sweet house, though, dude.
Yeah, so many rooms. A lot of rooms.
Okay.
And this is the first floor.
It's a fucking fortress, though, eh? Because they threw all those grenades in. Really, did there anything?
Dale, dale.
Dude, that's fucking terrifying.
Can you imagine being those guys? Oh. Nothing in the world can simulate that. I guess you'd feel pretty powerful with the gun in your hand, too. You're like, motherfucker, you shoot at me, I can shoot back.
Exciting?
I think the major part's over. This is them just walking through the house now. They're looking for him.
Yeah.
Because he got out.
Yeah.
Through that tunnel.
Dos femeninas. Dos femeninas y dos masculinos.
Fucking guy in his tunnel.
Y un masculino abatido.
That's crazy. Well.
So you wanna do a little ditty before we sign off here?
What do you want? No. Here, I'll take you out with Nice City.
Peace, people.